Good morning.
大家早。
Anyone else really excited that they're alive this morning?
别人也是一样，像我一样很兴奋，今天活着吗？
We have the breath of God in our lungs.
我们有神的气息在我们里面。
But even now, I pray, Holy Spirit, would you fill us afresh with your breath?
但我求神再次的用你的气息充满我们。
Speak to our hearts and our ears.
对我们的心，对我们的耳说话。
Help us remember what you are saying to us.
帮助我们记得你对我们所说的。
And help us forget what Pastor Caleb is saying to us.
让我们忘记 Caleb 牧师对我们说的。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名 ，Amen。
Amen. I love it after service when people say, "Whoa, you said something," and I'm like, "I never said that."
Wow, 我很喜欢当我结束的时候，常有人说，哇，你刚才说了一些什么？但是我说我没说。
And I know that's how the Lord speaks.
主就是如此说话。
So I had a hard time deciding how to introduce what I wanted to say.
我不晓得怎么样来介绍开场我今天要分享的。
So I'm not going to decide. I'm going to use all of them.
我就用所有我有预备好的。
That was, I think some of you are wondering, does that mean this is going to go longer than it needs to?
你们可能想，可能会很长吗？
I had someone encourage me, says, you know, Pastor Caleb, sometimes it's really good that you tell stories about yourself.
有人鼓励我说，有时候你分享你个人的故事是很棒的。
And I often shy away from that because I think that you can't go wrong if you just use scripture.
但是呢，我有不一定这样，因为我觉得用神的话是最保险的。
But sometimes there is testimony of things that God does in your life.
但是呢，神在我们生命当中的见证也是很棒。
Having said that, this is not a testimony. This is just a story of my vacation.
所以呢，现在不是个见证，只是分享我那个那个假期。
Just before we went on vacation, I shared about the disciples that we need to change and cast our nets on the other side.
就是呢，我去旅行之前，我就分享那个信息，说我们要把我们的网撒到另外一个方向。
So on our vacation, my sister got us a chartered a boat big enough to fit all 10 of us to go fishing.
所以呢，在我们的假期的当中呢，我的妹妹就租了一个游艇，可以呢，我们十个人一起去钓鱼。
And when the captain and the deckhand introduced themselves to us,
那当那个船长呢介绍他们给我们。
Their names were Simon and Andrew.
然后他们的名字是西门跟安德烈。
And we said, "Oh boy, today we're getting fish."
我们说哇，我们今天一定钓到鱼。
And sure enough, within the first half hour, 20 minutes, we dropped the line down.
那真的头二十分钟鱼放下那个网那个钩放下去。
And only one of us caught fish.
但是我们只有一个人钓上鱼。
Could you guess?
那你想是谁呢？
The fish queen, it was my mom.
我妈妈。
And then 8 hours on this boat.
但我们八个小时在这个船上。
There's some, you know, some silly conservation thing that you can't keep every fish that you catch. So we had to throw back nearly every fish that we caught for 7 hours.
哇，因为呢有一些特别的条例呢，所以呢我们差不多把所有我们七个小时钓上的鱼大部分要呢扔回去。
And then my mom prays her.A weak prayer to heaven, God, just at least give us dinner.
然后呢，至少呢，妈妈神回应妈妈的祷告，说至少我们可以钓到够我们吃的晚餐。
And wouldn't you know it? Within 20 minutes, there'd be times where there are fish on all three lines. Out of 10 lines, there'd be fish on different lines, and the captain would be running. Sorry.
哇，所以有时候呢，甚至呢，我们一条一条的鱼竿呢，都有鱼。那个船长要跑来跑去帮助我们。
And in that last half hour, we could keep 7 and put only 2 back, and they were massive, juicy ones.
哇，所以最后的十分钟呢，我们可以留到七条鱼，只要呢扔回两条鱼，而且是非常甜的，非常新鲜的。
And the truth is, we all prayed that same prayer.
所以呢，我们所有人都是做同一个祷告。
But you know, I'm sure there's many lessons in there.
我相信当中有很多的功课。
But one of them is, if you don't catch fish, are you still fishing?
但个问题，一个问题就是说呢，哪怕你钓不到上鱼，那你是不是还在钓鱼呢？
When you don't see the product, are you still fishing?
你没有看到那个鱼，你还在钓吗？
And God is in the process of making us fishers of men.
因为神在预备我们成为渔夫。
And he's sometimes more worried about who we are than what the fish are.
然后呢是要钓上人，但是他不在乎那个鱼，更在乎我们。
Because he can speak a word and then the fish come.
因为呢他一说话鱼就会来了。
Then also on that same trip,
那在同一个旅行当中
I finally caught my very first salmon.
我第一次钓到沙门鱼。
Thank you. I actually feel like a British Columbian now.
我现在呢觉得这个我自己真是个 BC 省的人。
How could you live on the West Coast where salmon come from and not actually catch one?
有没有可能住在这里呢而从来没有钓过沙门鱼？
For sure, we've all eaten one, which is okay.
那当然我们都吃过。
All right, so that has nothing to do with what I want to say. Okay, I shouldn't say nothing.
有一点点跟我今天分享的有关。
I learned while salmon fishing.
我在钓三文鱼的时候呢，学到。
Same motion.
同一个动作。
But at different depths that you put your line, you get different fish.
你的鱼竿那个绳哈，在不同的深度呢，你会得到不同的鱼。
And oftentimes, the deeper you go, the bigger and tastier they are.
你那个竿下去越深，那就会钓到更大更甜的鱼。
So in this ocean of the word that God is going to speak to us.
所以今天呢，神给我们这个话语像一个深海一样。
However deep you drop your line.
我们越深进去。
Is what we're going to catch.
我们就会呢抓到。
And sometimes God speaks to us individually.
神有时候对我们个人说话。
Sometimes he speaks to us as a church.
神有时候对我们整体一个教会说话。
And sometimes he speaks to us as a community, as a nation.
神有时候对我们做一个国家来说话。
And sometimes he speaks to us as a generation.
神有时候对我们做一个世代说话。
And I pray that you would drop your spiritual line this morning.
我呢祷告呢，今天我们把我们的鱼竿和灵里的鱼竿呢扔得很远。
That you would hear what God is saying on all these different levels.
我们可以呢在每一个层面都可以听到神对我们说话。
That sounds like a good prayer.
是一个很好的祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
On to my third introduction.
好，第三个引言。
So, God has been giving us signs, like big neon signs pointing at, hey, this is what I'm doing, what I want to talk about.
神给我们很多的那个记号，有些是很亮的，告诉我们我现在正在做这个事。
And for several months, we've been hearing that phrase, I hear a rattling of bones.
所以呢 几个月来我们一直听到这句话呢听到呢枯骨在那个响。
We've been hearing it from different voices in this house.
在这个家里不同的声音跟我们说。
If you come to our Tuesday night prayers, we've been hearing that the sound, this rattling, this verse is coming over and over.
就是呢如果你周二来我们的祷告会会听到呢这个声音呢在呢好像响。就是重复的这些的经文。
If you watch the video to the invitation of the longing, you would have heard the invitation about the rattling of sound, bones.
如果呢你听到呢我们这个聚集的那个介绍的当中也会听到呢讲到呢那个枯骨那个骨头在呢响。
And have you ever walked on a trail, you walk a trail and all of a sudden you just look up and you see a bigger picture than what you're walking?
有时候呢你走在一个路径上呢你会发现呢前面呢比你下面呢所看到的是更宽广的。
I'm sometimes a bit slow. I'm enjoying my walk. And I looked up and I said, oh, I think God is saying something through Ezekiel 37.
所以呢可能我是比较慢但是我在走的时候呢忽然觉得神要透过以西结书37章跟我们说话。
And when you read it,
当你读的时候
it actually encompasses some of the very values of this house.
其实呢当中呢是包含着我们这个家的一些重要的价值。
I'll give you an example. Let's go to Ezekiel 37, the very last verse.
就以西结书37章最后一节呢比如说。
Verse 27.
27节。
My dwelling place will be with them. I will be their God and they will be my people.
我的居所必在他们中间我要做他们的神他们要做我的子民。
Zion, our very existence is to be a dwelling place.
锡安，我们的存在就是要做神的居所。
To bring pleasure to his heart.
让他的心满足。
Verse 28, then the nations will know that I, the Lord, make Israel holy when my sanctuary is among them forever.
28节，我的圣所在以色列中间直到永远，外邦人就必知道。我是叫以色列成为圣的耶和华。
The heart of this house is that your glory would go from here to the nations.
我们这个家的心所渴望的就是你的荣耀从这里直到列国。
And that we would tap into the destiny in the heart that God has for Israel.
而且呢，我们也可以连接到神对以色列的心。
Also in this chapter,
在同一章
there's the prophecy of oneness of one nation under one king.
也有那一个应许在一个国在一个王的主权底下
which is another value of this house.
也是这个家所看重的一点
And then obviously, the message is on none of that.
另外呢还有
Right? But we're going to go into the valley of the dry bones.
那今天我们就讲走到啊，去看那个骸骨的那个山谷。
That is to say, if Zion is your home,
就说如果锡安是你的家。
I think Ezekiel 37 should be kind of like a tablecloth on our table.
啊，那个在我们的家中呢，那三以西结书三十七章应该是我们的桌子上的那个布。
And there is so much to eat from that table.
就从这个桌子呢，很丰富的筵席。
That I know even just one little interpretation is not the whole meal.
所以呢，今天一点的分享呢，不是整个餐可以吃完。
So I really encourage all of us to keep going back to that word, keep reading this chapter, see what the Holy Spirit is saying to you.
所以鼓励大家呢，重重复复的看以西结书三十七，看看神对你说什么。Amen.
So a few weeks ago, Pastor Colin took us from courage to confidence.
所以呢，几周前呢，Colin 牧师呢跟我们说，从勇敢以至呢到信心。
Meaning having with faith.
就是呢。有信心
And then Pastor Rich last week took us from the spirit of courage that is needed in this hour for breakthrough.
然后呢，上周 Rich 牧师跟我们分享呢，有那个勇敢的灵，以致呢可以带来突破。
To bring blessing.
以致进入祝福。
And one of those blessings is harvest.
那其中一个祝福呢，就是那个丰收。
And we were to say, never forget about your.
所以我们说，不要忘记你的。
Your mission.
你的使命。
Be saturated in the life-giving word.
要充满神的话语。
And be filled with his prophetic
要充满他,
presence.
他的先知性的同在。
And I'm so grateful that he left, he had a few really good examples.
而且呢，给我们很多的见证的例子。
But I'm grateful that he left this passage for me this morning.
但是呢，他没提到今天这一章，让我今天可以分享。
Because in Ezekiel 37,
因为以西结书三十七章
in the very first verse,
在第一节
we see all three of these things.
就看见了这三点都在了。
What do we see?
看见什么呢？
The hand of the Lord was on me.
耶和华的灵，耶和华的手降在我身上。
What would that be?
是什么意思呢？
Wouldn't that be prophetic presence?
那就是他的一个先知性的同在。
And he brought me out by the Spirit, and he led me.
然后呢，他借着他的灵带我出去。
What would that be?
那个是什么呢
？Mission.
使命。
Set me in the middle of the valley and was full of bones.
将我放在平原中，这个平原变了骸骨。
And you read later on, God says, "Prophesy these words."
然后之后说呢，要发预言。
Wow, look at you.The PPT is prophetic.
甚至呢，那个 PPT 都是预言性的。
Being saturated in the Word of God.
就是啊，浸泡在神的话语当中。
And then those that are familiar with this verse, we know what happens.
那我们熟悉的知道后来发生什么事。
So let's go back to verse 1.
好，我们又回到呢第一节。
I'm running out of room. So there's mission.
有使命。
There's prophetic presence.
有他预言性的同在。
And there's a saturation of word that we're commanded to speak. Thank you.
还有呢，他的话充满我们，我们要释放。
But the Spirit of God brings him to a valley.
但是呢，神的灵把我们带到那个平原。
Now, if you were to show somebody something,
那如果你要让一个人看见什么
，give them a big view of what I'm about to do.
给他们呢看的一个宏观，看见
Where would you take? Where would you take them?
那你会把这个人带到哪儿呢？
I would often take someone to a mountaintop.
我会把一个人带到高山。
I would give them a panoramic view.
可以从上面来有一个很宽广的。
An unobstructed view.
可以呢不被拦阻的，可以看得很清楚。
And look around.
可以呢往周围看。
But here, the hand of God, the Spirit of God takes Ezekiel into a valley.
但这里呢，神的灵，神的手把他带到一个平原。
Now here's some of my thoughts.
这个就我就想到。
Why a valley?
为什么去一个平原呢？
And maybe we would never know exactly.
可能我们不一定会理解为啥。
But I believe that valleys are places for fruit.
但是我相信呢，山谷平原是预备要收成的。
Mountaintop experiences are great, but you rarely see fruit on the mountaintop.
山顶的经历非常好，但是很少在山顶上看见果子。
You can be at the pinnacle of at the top of everything, but there's very little fruit when you look around.
你可能在那高处，但是呢，你周围看呢，很少会看到果子。
Because mountaintops are part of the process, but they were, I don't believe they're meant for fruit.
山顶是个过程，但我相信那个不是果子的地方。
Where do you find fruit?
哪里找到果子？
In the valley.
在平原，在山谷。
Fraser Valley here right next to us is a place where there's lots of harvest, lots of fruit.
我们这里的飞沙平原有很多的果子。
And you need to be, sometimes we think the valley is the lowest place.
有时候我们以为山谷是最低的地方。
But you know where rivers flow?
但你知道呢，河流流在哪？
Rivers flow to the lowest place.
河流是往那低处流的。
That's often, and I love, do you know the first two songs we sang this morning?
所以你知道我们早上唱的两首歌吗？头两首。
From the mountains,
从
山
到山谷。
Right. And the second song as well.
然后第二首也是。
Praise the Lord. As long as I'm breathing.
我在有气息的时候，我就要赞美主。
It's like the worship team might have like caught a wind of my notes.
好像呢，敬拜团队好像看见偷看了我的那个笔记。
Not many grow fruit on the mountain.
没有人会在山顶去种东西。
Except a Chinese church is saying, well, we grow rice on the mountain.
可能有中国人说我们在山上呢种那个米。
Yes, God has created Chinese to grow fruit on tough altitudes, so way to go.
所以呢，中国人会在那高处呢种粮食的。
But even then, you sometimes have to take those seedlings, you have to go lower and plant them where the water is.
但是呢，很多时候要把那种子呢栽种在有低的地方，有水的地方。
And then God, he leads him.
然后神继续带领他。
This valley was full of bones.
这个平原遍满骸骨。
Everywhere he stepped was a bone.
他走到哪里就是有骨头。
In front of him, behind him.
周围前面后面。
Probably waist high. I'm seeing like full, meaning like stacks of bones.
就是多到呢可能是堆积起来到他的腰我看到的。
And as he's kicking him around, he hears this dry bone.
然后呢，他边走的时候，踢到他们的时候，就听到这些的枯干的骸骨。
And God took him on a tour.
神就好像带他来到处
观看。He led him back and forth, back and forth.
然后他来来往往的四围经过。
Sometimes before we see a breakthrough,
所以有时候呢，我们还没有看见突破之前，
God wants us to use our spiritual eyes to actually see what is happening.
神叫我们我的灵眼看到底发生什么事。
Not to bury our head in the sand.
不是把我们的头埋在沙里。
Not to only keep our eyes up and not see what's going on.
不只是呢在高处看不见发生什么事。
But through His eyes to see as He's leading us, look, take stock of the entire region. Look.
用他的眼睛接着他的带领看见整个区域的情况。
Take a look deeper.
再往深处再看。
Is there meaning behind this?
在这些的背后有意义吗？
And he led me back and forth, and I saw many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry.
他让我从骸骨的四围经过，知道那个骸骨很干，甚干。
Bones.
是骸骨骨头。
Are supposed to be wet.
应该是湿的。
If they're alive, they're in you, they're wet.
如果是活的话，应该是湿的。
But when bones are dry,
但是它枯干了，
they're dead.
就是死了。
And when they're very dry,
如果是肾，
they've been dead a long time.
就是呢死了很久了。
And then in this scenario, God asks a question.
然后在这样的情况，耶稣就问，神就问。
And if you've been in this home long enough, we know that when God asks questions, it's not because he doesn't know the answer.
我们知道呢，神问问题的时候，不是因为他不懂得答案。
He's often revealing our heart, and he's revealing his heart to us.
他是呢，启示我们的心，还有他的心。
And so he asks.
所以他问。
Son of man.
人子啊。
As if we needed to be reminded who we are.
我们要提醒我们是谁。
Can these bones live?
这些骸骨能活吗？
I want to say this.
我说。
In valley places,
在低谷的地方。
We need presence more than answers.
我们需要神的同在过于需要答案。
We need to live by faith, not by explanation.
我们需要凭信心活，而不是凭解释活。
He doesn't even have an answer.
他也没有答案。
I probably think inside he has an answer.
那可能他里面有一个答案。
And it probably sounded more like,
或许他会说，
No.
没有。
But what does he say?
但主怎么说？
O sovereign Lord.
哦，然后他就说，
You
主啊，全能主啊，
alone know.
唯有你知道。
I don't know.
我不知道。
I'm not going to even tell you what I think you should do.
我也不敢说你应该要做什么。
I don't have faith.
我没有信心。
At best, it's a weak yes and a probable no.
可能是一个很软弱的说，可能，但是也是不太可能。
And oftentimes, when he asks us questions, we want answers from him.
所以当神问我们问题的时候呢，其实是我们渴望他给答案。
But like I said, we need to live by the presence more than the answers.
但是呢，我们活着是要靠着他的同在过于他给的答案。
If the hand of the Lord is on me.
如果神的手在我身上
and the Spirit of the Lord is leading me,
而且神的灵在带领我
that presence is enough more than I need to know the right answer.
这样他的同在就够了，过于要得到答案。
And I surrender to not knowing the answer.
我就降服，哪怕没有答案，不知道答案。
And so I say,
所以我就说
Maker of the universe,
创造万有的主
Sovereign one,
掌权的
The one who rules.
掌权的那一位
I'm not going to suggest you do anything.
我不建议你要做任何事
I can only say I know nothing.
我只有说我什么都不晓得
But I know you know.
但是我知道你知道
I know the theology.
我知道神学
I know the word.
我知道神的话
I've seen enough to know.
我已经看了很多应该知道
But our cry is we want something fresh.
但是我们的渴望是要更多新鲜的
In these 30 years,
在这三十年来
we've seen the faithfulness of God.
我们看见了神的信实
And we say, God, we want you to do it again.
我们跟神说，你再次的行事
But do it again fresh.
但是做新鲜的事
We want something fresh.
我们要看见你做新鲜的事
Breathe on us new breath.
向我们吹新的气息
Not breath that I've exhaled
不是我过去已经释放出来呼出出来的气息
A fresh reminder of your goodness
让我们重新被提醒你的美善
Even if my heart is heavy Even if my mind is confused
哪怕我的心沉重我的心思有混乱
Give me a fresh reminder of your goodness
让我重新被提醒你是良善的
Even now Holy Spirit would you breathe a freshbreath of faith into each of our hearts.
圣灵啊，就是现在，你再次的向我们吹气，给我们有新的信心。
We breathe you in.
我们吸进你。
Fresh breath of faith.
新的信心给我们。
Only you, sovereign Lord, know.
只有你，主啊，知道。
I want to say no, but I won't.
我想说什么，但是我不会。
You know,The world is not looking for fake Christians.
你知道世界不是在寻找假的基督徒。
It's okay to say, I don't know, but God, only you know.
所以我们说我不知道，主只有你知道。你这样说没问题的。
I'm so glad that Ezekiel didn't pretend to be a believer.
所以呢，以西结没有装，他知道，他相信。
We don't need pretend believers.
我们不需要呢，装的基督徒。
We need real believers.
我们是真的信。
Who would say, I don't know.
我们会说，
But I trust you.
但是我信靠你。
Life is difficult.
生活艰难。
But you are good.
但是你是美善的。
You have always been good.
你永远是美善的。
You have always been faithful.
你永远是信实的。
Anything that I can come up with, the answer is no.
那如果从我里面给的答案就是不是，不能。
But anything with you in it,
但是呢，只要你在那里，
is yes.
都是是的，
is possible.
是可能的。
And I'll say this, if God led you to the valley, he's not going to leave you in the valley.
那我要说，如果神把你带到呢，那个谷底，他不会让你停留在那里。
If his hand is on you and he's leading you, he's not going to leave you.
既然神的手在带领你的话，他不会离开你。
When he puts you there, there's actually a purpose in his heart.
他如果把你放在那个平原山谷，他是有目的的。
He's taking you. He says, walk, walk with me, look around.
他在带领你，他说跟我一起来走，来思维的看。
Can it live?
这些的骸骨能复活吗？
And you know, sometimes we think, well, has God done this before?
那我们就会想，哎，神曾经做过吗？
And I don't know, maybe Ezekiel thought of Elisha and Elijah.
那可能呢，以西结想到呢，以利亚、以利沙。
He's like, actually,
哎，
he has.
神过去是让死人复活。
And he wasn't there when Jesus raised Jairus' daughter.
当然，耶稣让爱鲁的孩子复活的时候，他不在那。
But we know that Jairus' daughter died on the way Jesus was getting there.
但是呢，我们知道呢，耶稣要往爱鲁的家走的时候呢，他的女儿爱鲁的女儿已经死了。
But all of those bodies still had flesh on them.
但是呢，他是还有那个肉身的，还有肉的。
They were recently dead.
他们是刚刚死的。
Do I have faith for that?
但是呢，我有信心骸骨会复活吗？
But in a sense, for all of us.
那对我们所有人来说，
Ephesians says we were all dead in our transgressions.
圣经说我们过去在过犯里面都死了。
Some might have been more smellier than others.
可能有些呢比别人更臭。
But all dead.
但是都是死在最终。
Like Jairus' daughter was fresh dead.
那艾鲁的女儿是刚刚死的。
Not so smelly.
不是很臭。
But dead.
但是是真的死了。
Lazarus, four days.
四天了。
Don't open that tomb dead.
不要打开那个坟墓。
But all of us.
那但是我们所有人。
There will be people coming.
会有人来。
That will be smellier dead than maybe you were dead.
是可能比我们当我们死的时候更臭。
But we were all dead.
但我们过去都是灵里死的。
And it's only in Christ.
只有在基督里
only in Christ
只有在基督里
that we are alive
我们是活的
it's only in him
只有在基督里面
that we are alive
我们是活着的
so what's the point
所以要说什么呢
it doesn't matter if these guys were dry bones
所以呢不在乎呢这些是骸骨
or if they were wet bones still in a dead body
或者呢是呢在一个死的一个身体里面的湿的骨头
it's possible with God
在神是可能的
Ezekiel tapped into the only hope he knew.
所以呢，以西结就抓住呢他唯一所知道的盼望。
The only hope that could be found.
唯一的盼望。
Oh Lord, you know.
哦，主耶和华，你知道。
I'm not going to presume.
我不要以为是怎么样。
This is something that we're learning when we're following Holy Spirit.
当我们跟随圣灵的时候，要学这个功课。
Only you know, God.
主，只有你知道。
I'm not going to presume.
我不要认为是怎么样。
I'm not going to speak more than you've commanded.
我不会说超过你给我的话。
I'm not going to do more than what you've said.
我不会做过于你要我做的。
You wouldn't have brought me to this place, this valley, unless you had a plan.
你把我带到这个地方，这个平原，你有个计划。
I'm not going to add my plan.
我不会加上我的计划。
You wouldn't have got me to look at something impossible unless you had a solution.
你不会带我来看一个这样的情况，而是不可能的，如果你没有一个预备。
You don't bring me impossible prayers to leave me depressed.
你不会给我要祷告一些好像不可能的事情，而且让我呢沮丧。
You have an answer.
你有答案。
Only you know.
只有你知道。
But what would be the point of bringing somebody to dead bones?
那你要带领一个人去看这些的骸骨有什么目的呢
It would be silly to take someone on a grand tour and go, could these bones live? Nope. Okay, let's go.
那不会说呢，你带人去呢，周围看看到骸骨之后能复活吗？哦，不会，那就走。
What was the point?
那个目的是什么？
God asks a question.
神问问题。
He already has an answer.
他已经有答案了。
What does God do?
那神做什么呢？
He says, because Ezekiel's like, I can't do anything, only you can do anything, something.
以西结就说我不能做什么，只有你可能做。
And God says, you're right.
神说对啊。
Now do something.
那你现在要做些什么？
Sorry?
啊，那你要我做什么？
God, I just said, I don't know, only you can do something.
刚才我才说神，我不懂，只有你能做。
And God says, now you do something.
然后神就说，你现在做。
Sometimes we think that we answer God, 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 only you know, then we don't have to do anything.
有些人我们答案说，神啊，只有你知道，所以我们就不用做什么了。
God brings us to an impossible situation.
神把我们带到一些不可能的环境。
God, only you can do it.
只有神才能做什么。
I can't command the wind.
我不能吩咐那个风。
So I'll just keep doing nothing.
所以我就什么都不做。
But God speaks.
但神说话了。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Then he said to me,
他就对我说，
Prophesy.
你向这些骸骨发预言。
To these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones.
你向这些骸骨发预言，枯干的骨头啊，你要听耶和华的话。主耶和华就对这些骸骨如此说。
This is pretty crazy.
可以说有点疯狂啊。
Because why would you speak to something that doesn't have ears?
那为什么我们对一些没有耳朵的东西来说话？
Wouldn't you reason with God?
那如果你要跟神辩的话，
Not only are they dead,
他不只是死了这些骸骨，
They don't have ears.
他们没有耳朵啊。
How many times do you feel like you're speaking to something that can't hear you?
你多少次感觉呢？你对一些呢听不到你的东西说话。
I'm so grateful for my children.
我为我的孩子非常感恩。
But God puts us in situations.
但神放我们在一些环境当中。
Where he asks us to speak.
他要我们说话。
Even if.
哪怕。
It seems like there's no response.
好像没有任何的反应。
Let me give you something to do.
让我给你做些事吧。
You preach.
你讲道。
You speak.
你说话。
You prophesy to these bones.
你对这些骸骨发预言。
And in this moment,
然后呢？
Courage.
勇敢。
Mission.
使命。
Saturated with the word of God.
充满了神的话语。
Prophetic presence.
神预言性的同在。
It's in these impossible situations that what we're asking for, God is giving us.
在这些的不可能的环境，就是我们所求的，神就把我们带在那些环境。
What would seem foolish to the world?
就是呢，这些世人看为愚妄的事。
Takes courage.
需要勇敢。
To know that you're on a mission.
知道你是在一个使命当中。
And I know even on Tuesday.
甚至我们周二。
There was an impartation of prayer with faith.
就分赐了一个祷告的信心给我们。
To pray prayers that we would probably not dare to pray.
让我们可以呢勇敢的祷告一些我们过去不敢祷告的事。
To upgrade from prayers of God only you know.
让我们提升。
To God, let me partner with you about what you're saying.
让我们提升，不只是说神只有你能做，而是说神我与你来同工。来看见你所看见的。
To begin to draft with the wind that is blowing.
跟在吹的风一起来飞行。
Give you a little example.
就一个例子。
While we were on our family vacation,
当我们一家旅行的时候，
my brother-in-law brought a drone to take a family picture.
那我的兄弟呢就带一个无人的那个摄像机给我们拍照。
And so we're all standing on the dock, and he sends this thing over the water, and it looks at our family.
所以我们就在那海边哈，然后我们就看着那个无人机那个摄像机就飞出去。
And all of a sudden, the drone starts doing this.
然后突然呢，那个无人机就这样的这样。
And he's doing this.
然后他的手就这样。
Frantically trying to bring it back.
就想把他呢引导回来。
And we got a show. We watched it go into the water.
然后我们看见他就掉到海里了。
And he says, you know, the calibration I think is a little bit off.
可能他调的有点出问题了。
And he believes it happened when he was flying it at a park.
他想呢上次呢在一个在一个公园在用那个图文字的时候呢
And he said, I took my drone higher than the tree line.
啊我就让那无人机啊高过那个树。
And the moment that the drone hit higher than a tree line, the wind shifted a different velocity.
啊就是呢他超过那个树的那个顶后来那个风呢就把它呢改了它的那个速度了。
And it took this light drone farther than his control could take it, and it crashed into a tree.
啊他呢就不能再控制了因为呢那个风呢把那个机器呢飞得更远然后后来就撞到飞那个树上。
And he said from since then it didn't fly the same.
所以他自从那次呢撞到那个树呢之后他就不能像过去一样这样的。
And then after our trip, it didn't fly no more.
所以呢我们这次的旅行之后呢就再不能用了。
But there's something that happens when you go above the level that you're of, above the tree line, there's a different wind.
就是当你们呢当所以升到超过了那个树的顶就会有另外一个风在吹。
And I think this is what's happening in real time to Ezekiel.
所以呢，在以西结就是经历这个事情。
He was on the ground level.
他本来呢在平地上。
And he's like, "Can these bones live?"
他就问呢，这些骸骨能活吗
？And his faith was only you know.
那他的当时的信心说，只有你知道。
But God began to take him higher.
但是神把他提到高处。
Into a different wind.
到那另外一个风在运行的地方
and began to soar differently and see differently.
他就那不一样的飞翔，不一样的看见。
And he began to prophesy what God spoke to him to prophesy.
然后呢，就开始呢，跟着神所吩咐他的去发预言。
And he started to agree with heaven.
他就那跟天跟神来对齐，同意。
Not just once.
不只是一次。
Because here's the thing.
因为呢这样。
He prophesies and what happens?
他发预言，那发生什么事？
The bones.Started, oh, there was a noise.
那当他发言的时候呢，开始有声音，有响声。
Like, probably the noise that hit Pentecost.
有点可能像呢，就五旬节那个时候的响声。
It started with a noise.
开始有个响声。
And then there was a rattling sound.
然后呢，有好像一个震动。
And the bones came together, bone to bone.
然后呢，骨头与骨，骨头就互相联络。
And then the tendons and flesh appeared on skin covered.
然后呢，甚至呢，长筋长肉。
And you know, often at this time,
所以很多时候在这种情况
，a pastor would say,
一个牧师就会说
，this is amazing, this is life.
哇太奇妙了这个就是生命啊
this looks like it
好像已经成了
this looks like it
这个就好像呢你该复活了
it stops
但突然又停了
we're not gonna stop
但是我们不会停
because we recognize
因为我们认出
that even if it has bones
哪怕有骨头了
even if it has muscles
哪怕有肌肉了
even if it looks like it
哪怕好像已经
even Adam when God made him he was fully formed
所以呢，神造亚当的时候呢，他是呢完整的一个人。
Structurally, it looked good.
就是呢，开始的时候呢，他是完全看见是一个人的样子。
It had everything that it needed.
他有所有一个人所拥有的。
But it was still dead.
但是呢，仍然是死的。
Because what was missing?
因为缺什么
？The breath.
那个气息。
The breath.
气息。
And may we at Zion.
所以愿意我们在西安。
Not stop.
不停止
that we would prophesy again and again
让我们继续的发预言
that we would pray again and again
我们继续的再祷告
that we would speak again and again
我们再宣告对着说
because after they came together
当骨头连在一起之后
verse 10
第十节
he had to prophesy he had to pray again
他要再次的说预言再次的祷告
and commanded breath to enter
吩咐气息要进入骸骨
to come to life
叫骸骨要活起来
for it to stand on its feet
甚至呢站起来
you know Ezekiel is a good listener
以西结是个能听的人
because in verse 4
第四节
verse 5
第五节
this is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones I will make breath enter into you and you will come to life
因为主耶和华对这些的骸骨如此说我必使气息进到你们里面你们就要活了
He was not distracted from what God said first
所以呢他没有呢被看到的现象呢而分心在忘了神最开始要他以来宣告的
God promised life
神答应他会有生命
And then the bones to come together
然后呢那些骨头开始连起来
And some of us would be happy that the bones came together.
可能有些人我们看见那个骨头开始连了就高兴了。
But as prophetically, we need to know what God is saying and what He said first.
但是呢，我们作为神的儿女，知道他预言当中所说的。
That I will make breath enter into you.
是要气息进去。
And we would say to God, God, this is not finished.
所以我们跟神说还没有完成哦。
It almost looks done.
好像是已经做完了。
It almost looks complete.
好像已经做完了，活了。
In fact, some will say this is good enough.
有些人可能就说够好了，够好了。
But it's not good enough.
不够好。
Because it's not what God said.
因为不是神原先所说要做的。
May we never be satisfied with what looks like life.
让我们永远不会让那些看上去是有生命的就满足了。
But we would say.
但我们要说。
We would prophesy.
我们要继续的发预言。
And say to the wind.
对风说。
Come from the four winds.
从四方来。
Breathe.
吹。
Breathe on us.
吹在我们身上。
Breathe on those that have been slain.
吹在这些被杀的人身上。
That they may live.
使他们活。
And so Ezekiel prophesies as he was commanded.
所以以西结就按着他被吩咐如此发预言的就发预言。
Sometimes we prophesy as we're convinced.
有时候呢，我们只是按着我们认为的去发预言。
Sometimes we would prophesy only if we think it's possible.
有时候我们发预言只是当我们觉得可能的时候才发
言。Sometimes we prophesy because we feel moved.
有时候我们只因为我们被感动了，我们就发预言。
But that all falls short.
但是还不够。
To why Ezekiel prophesied.
为什么以西结发预言?
And he spoke because he was commanded.
他发预言是因为他被吩咐, 主吩咐他如此做。
And if it's a command,
如此是主的吩咐,
that came from heaven,
是主来的吩咐,
we are simply aligning with something that's already been done.
我们只是来进入同意已经成就的事。
It's not from our mouth.
不是从我们的口里出来。
It came from the command center.
其实从那个指挥中心来的。
And the command center says, do this.
指挥中心说做这个。
And we are learning to align ourselves.
我们是呢学习在对齐。
Not more, not less.
说不多不少。
Not to the right, not to the left.
不往左或者右。
Because what happens?
因为要看结果。
A vast army.
结果成了大军。
An army.
大军。
You cannot have an army that is not under command.
你不可能有一个军队，如果这个军队不听指挥。
Nothing is beyond God.
在神没有难成的事。
Because these bones themselves said, hold on a second.
因为那些骸骨都说，哎，等一下。
Our bones are dried up, our hope is gone.
我们的骨头已经枯干了，我们的盼望也没了。
We are cut off.
我们都被分割了。
We have no attachment, no access to life.
我们与生命是割除了，我们没有生命的盼望。
And there may be those that are in your circles.
所以可能有人在你周围。
Whose bones have given up hope.
那些的骸骨已经放弃了。
Who say that I have no attachment, I'm cut off.
就说我跟人没关系，我没有盼望，是灭绝了。
Who don't have ears.
没有耳朵。
Who can't respond.
不能回应。
But I believe we are in a season.
但是我们在一个季节当中。
We are in a season.
我们现在在这个季节。
And it's happening more than just an individual.
不只是个人的。
It's happening to our body.
是我们整个身体所经历的。
I believe it's also time for Canada.
我相信也是加拿大的时候
nations,
也是为列国的时候
there is a time
有一个时节
that we are commanded to speak to the winds
神吩咐我们要对着四风来说话
to say breathe
说吹气
come from the four winds
从四方吹
breathe into the bones again
吹在这些枯骨的当中
and to prophesy as we are commanded
而照着我们被吩咐的来发预言
And even if it's not finished,
哪怕还没有做完,
I think we should get excited about rattling bones.
我们应该因着那些骨头的响声而兴奋。
We should get excited about the sound.
我们应该所听到的，因着所听到的声音开始兴奋。
We should get excited about the cloud that was the size of a fist.
我们应该应看见如一巴掌的那个云。
Because it's the beginning of a signal.
因为是一个记号，一个开始。
That we have to get ready.
我们要预备好了。
I'm so glad that there are signs so that we can get ready.
我真感恩神给我们很多的记号，让我们要预备起来。
Because if we're not ready, we will be overwhelmed.
如果我们没有预备好，那当时真的不晓得怎么办。
Elisha was able to tuck his cloak.
所以呢，以利沙就可以呢，束上腰。
Because of the sign that said go.
因为他看见前面说去。
Do you know why they tuck cloaks?
为什么他们会把腰束上？
Because cloaks get in the way of running.
因为呢，他们的外袍呢会拦阻他们的跑得快。
And you tuck a cloak.
他要把那个
so you can free up your legs.
来束在腰上。
So you can run.
可以跑得快。
So you can run with the wind.
可以呢跟着那个风来奔跑。
Because the wind is blowing.
因为风在吹了。
And all of this is unto something.
所有这些是要做成一个什么事呢？
You know, we can get excited about resurrection, about hope.Being restored.
我们可能因着复活了，就有盼望了，就会很兴奋。
We can get excited about revival.
可能有复兴了，我们很兴奋了。
Impossible relationships and situations becoming whole.
一些不可能的环境，一些不可能的关系复完了。
Seeing what God is doing in the nation of Israel as He promised.
也看见了神在照着他的应许在以色列发生一些事。
All of these is unto something.
但是所有这些的目的是什么？
And it lands us back at the end of this chapter.
让我们回到那最后这一章所说的。
My dwelling place.
就是我的居所，神的居所。
Will be with them.
我的居所必在他们中间。
I will be their God.
我要做他们的神。
They will be my people.
他们要做我的子民。
Then the nations will know.
叫列国知道。
That I, the Lord, make Israel holy.
我是叫以色列成圣的耶和华。
When my sanctuary is among them forever.
当我的圣所在以色列人中间直到永远。
This is the why.
这个是为什么。
This is the ultimate.
这是最终的目的。
That he would dwell.
主会。
That he would choose of all the places that he could live.
会在所有他可以选择居住的地方，他会选择。
Of all the places the master creator of the universe could make a home.
可以说可以在整个宇宙他所创造当中，他都可以找一个居所。
He would choose to dwell with us.
但是他选择要跟我们来居住。
Of all the heavens,
所有的天
and the earth,
地
he would choose.
但是他选择
my dwelling place,
我的居所
will be with them.
要与他们同在
for relationship.
为了关系
I will be their God, they will be my people.
为了关系我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
Where we find belonging.
我们会找到我们所属我们的归属。
And the nations will know.
列国就知道。
I believe God is preparing our hearts.
我相信神在预备我们的心。
As one of the host.
作为一个
church families.
作为一个主办的一个主人的教会。
Preparing our spirit.
预备我们的心。
For what he wants to do even This August,
甚至呢，为他在这个八月这个聚集，他期待要做的。
He's been speaking to our family from this chapter.
他也是呢，接着这一章圣经在对我们这个家来说话。
And I think it's our honor and our duty to hear what is on the Lord's heart.
是我们的荣幸，也是我们的责任，要听主的心。
So we would be able to say the hand of the Lord is on us.
以致我们可以说神的手在我们的身上。
And he's going to lead us by his spirit.
接着他的灵，他要引导我们。
These coming weeks, let's prepare.
所以未来这几周我们来预备自己。
He's already been doing it.
他已经在做。
But I felt like I have been a bit slow.
但我自己就觉得自己有点慢了。
But we're so grateful.
但何等的感恩。
That there are signs that are pointing to this.
神给我们很多的记号，让我们要被提醒，要预备。
Rattling sound.
那些骨头的响声。
Bones coming together.
枯骨连接在一起。
Father, we.
天父。
We give our yes.
我们向你说是的。
We yield.
我们降服。
Our mind, our soul, our strength, our heart.
我们的意念，我们的心，我们的力。
Sovereign Lord, only you know.
主啊，只有你知道。
But take us higher to see as you see.
当你把我们带到高处，看你所看到的。
That we would speak what you speak.
那我们会说你要我们说的话。
That we would go where you go.
我们去你会去的地方。
We would stay where you stay.
我们会留，停留在你要我们停留的。
Would you breathe on us?
求你向我们吹气。
Breathe life.
吹生命的气息。
Do it again.
再次的行事。
Breathe life.
吹生命的气息。
Breathe life.
吹生命。
Faith into our hopeless bones.
也吹信心进到没有盼望的骨头。吹生命。
I just want to point out one more sign.
我再呢点出又一个神给的一个记号，一个印记。
You know, when the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost,
当圣灵在五旬节降临的时候，
it was during a harvest festival.
是在一个收割的季节。
People were coming to celebrate the harvest.
就从周围人来庆贺一个收割。
And it's interesting that the sound that filled the room came to kind of ignite a moment of harvest.
然后在五旬节的时候是一个响声进到那个房间来燃点这个丰收的季节。
And we kind of seeing it, echoes of it also in Ezekiel.
看在以西结三十七章也有一点是这样，一个响声。
So I think God is saying, don't say I didn't warn you. He's saying, don't say I didn't warn you.
所以呢，神可能在跟我们说啊，你要不要说我没有警告你们哦。
There were signs.
我已经给你们一些印记，一些记号了。
Maybe let's just allow the Holy Spirit to breathe into us.
我们就让圣灵来向我们吹气。
No, we're not just running out of here.
我们不是很急着要离开这里。
Because we know we are nothing without the Holy Spirit.
我们知道没有圣灵，我们一无所是。
Holy Spirit, we're nothing without you.
圣灵，没有你，我们一无所是。
We're nothing without you.
没有你，我们一无所有。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎你。
We welcome you.
我们欢迎。
Come breathe.
请你向我们吹气。
Breathe.
向我们吹气，主。
come and breathe.
吹气。
Come and breathe.
向我们吹气。
Come and breathe. Blow winds blow. We're nothing without you.
没有你，我们一无所失。
Come and breathe.
请你来吹气。
Breathe on these dry bones. Breathe on these dry bones.
向这些枯骨吹气。
Can these bones live? Oh, yes! Can these bones live? Oh, we see yes, we see yes.
可能复活。
From every corner of the earth, release, release, release. Oh, release, release. Oh, oh. Thank you.
key to that chapter in 37 is what Caleb brought out to us in verse 4.
以西结书三十七章第四节。
Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
枯骨，听主的话。
Only the word of the Lord, the breath of God, can bring death to life.
唯有神的话，神的气息，可以叫死的复活。
And God wants to use our voice.
神要使用我们的声音。
He wants to raise up an army of Ezekiel's so that there will be an army of dry bones that will rise up.
神要兴起一个以西结的军队，以致有一个枯骨变成的军队起来。
Not just one superstar Ezekiel.
不只是一个明星以西结。
But that all of us would be Ezekiel's.
我们所有人要成为以西结。
And all of us would have the word of the Lord.
我们每一个人都有神的话语。
And that wherever we go and we speak,
我们到哪里我们就发声。
Death is reversed.
然后死亡就翻转。
The bones jump up.
然后枯骨就跳起来。
They cannot stay in the grave.
不能停留在坟墓里。
Because the word of the Lord is released.
因为神的话语被释放了。
When the fire came on the 120 in the upper room.
当在五旬节。神的火焰临到马可楼一百二十位。
How many received the fire?
多少人领受了那个火焰？
All 120.
一百二十个都领受了。
That means all 120 became preachers.
那一百二十个全部都成为传道人。
Every one of them became preachers.
一百二十位都成为传道人。
Every one of them could release the word of the Lord.
每一个都释放神的话语。
It wasn't just the apostles.
不只是使徒。
They're the ones that are featured in the book of Acts.
虽然圣经使徒行传只提到他们。
But everyone.
但一百二十个都。
Became a preacher.
成为一个传道的。
That was a distributive event.
那个是一个分次的事情。
It takes the whole church to win the whole city.
整个城市的教会。
And God wants to make every single one of you into preachers.
神要让我们这里每一位成为发话的、传道的。
Not just Caleb，
不只是 Caleb 牧师
，but every single one of us。
那是我们当中每一位。
And if you could just stand with me，
如果大家一起跟我起立
，allow the Holy Spirit to quicken you，
让圣灵感动。
Maybe your sermon is 10 words，
可能你所说的是十句、
Or maybe it's 1,000 words，
可能是一千个字。
It doesn't matter the length。
不管是多长
it only matters is if the Holy Spirit is speaking it.
最重要是不是圣灵给你话
Jesus said to Nathaniel,
耶稣对拿但业说
An Israelite in whom there's no guile.
真以色列人里面是没有诡诈的
One of the shortest sermons that Jesus ever preached.
耶稣所讲的一个最短的道
And it fully transformed him.
完全地改变了拿但业
From unbelief to becoming one of the apostles.
从不信成为一个使徒
As we are moving around the city of Vancouver,
当我们在温哥华行走的时候
God will use you
神会使用你们
to speak the word of the Lord
来释放神的话语
It might be a two-word sermon
可能是一个两个字的话语
Or it might be many words
可能是很多话的
But the key is heaven is speaking through you
就是神透过你来释放信息
The throne of God is speaking through you
神的宝座透过你要说话
So Father, touch my brothers and sisters.
所以父啊，触摸我们的弟兄姊妹
Release the word of the Lord.
释放你的话语在他们当中
Let it be spoken through them.
让你的话语透过他们说出来
All 120 of us receive the fire.
让我们一百二十个全部领受那个火
That all the bones in the valley.
以致骸骨所有的骸骨
Would jump up.
都要跳起来。
And become part of God's army.
成为神的军队的成员。
We thank you for the breath.
我们为气息感谢你。
We thank you for the prophetic power.
为着你先知性的能力。
We receive it this morning.
今早我们领受。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
It says that they.Were an army.
圣经说他们成了极大的军队
Not moving as one.
如同一人
So if you receive that,
所以如果你们领受
Can I ask you to pray that same prayer over the person that is beside you?
请你跟你旁边的人做同样的祷告
That the word of the Lord,
就是神的话语
that you would receive it and be able to preach it
你可以领受神的话语把它
over the one next to you
传递出去跟你旁边的人
Yes, Lord